T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show Show.
Hey, halfway through the week, I had man yesterday. I was like, here's what's funny. You know how often I go, I'm not really that guy. I'm not really TGIF guy. Happy Friday
guy. I'm not Clap on the Plane Lands guy.
I'm not that guy. Yeah. Well, apparently I'm becoming that guy because I talk about this stuff a lot now. I was legit. Are you kidding me? It's only Tuesday, guy.
Yesterday. What happened?
I was like, are you sure tomorrow's not Friday? Yeah. Are you sure? But yeah, I'm happy. The world seems brighter today.
It's because yesterday was such a big day. Do you think that you were like, oh, the week must be over?
Yesterday was great. Yesterday was great. The beginning of yesterday's show and coming in here yesterday was a nightmare.
Yeah.
Between the new operating system and then there was just other stuff behind the scenes that was just like, oh God. This is horrible. Because sometimes this job is a lot like work. other times, you know, and everybody goes through it. So that's why I don't mind sharing it. And again, I've had more people go, oh my God, listening to you screw up that computer system is the great. At our bank, they're going through the same thing. And literally, like, they have to write stuff down. And,
you know,
we talked to doctor's office or whatever.
Yeah, they switched everything, and they had people coming and going, I don't have a copay.
And they were all lying. Everybody's got to. By the way, everybody's got. Do you have a copay, Davey?
Yes.
Do you have a copay, Kayla?
Yes, sir.
Do you have a copay, Spence?
No idea, but I'm sure.
It's written down on my card.
You hand over the $20.
I don't know.
One way or another. Yeah, that's funny. So, are you guys ready for your trip?
As ready as I can be. I packed last minute last night, so.
Let me guess. How many bags do you have?
I have one. I have one.
Giant?
It's like medium size. It's the one that's still, it's the big enough one that you can take on a plane, like you can walk on with.
Kayla and Spence are going to what might be my favorite thing. They're going to a morning show boot camp, which is a collection of radio nerds from across the country and around the world.
And who's the bigger radio nerd than you?
And everybody gets together. Yeah, but the one good thing that you know I am not is in this, because trust and believe, in this group, you'll get people that want to be the loudest and want to try and be the funniest.
Yep.
Spence just made that is Spence's least favorite part of that. Mm-hmm. It was like, how are you, buddy? And it's usually, you know, Milwaukee, middle markets like that.
Try to prove themselves.
That's it? No, you know, Kayla. Yeah. And my God. And then you get a bunch, and there's some drinking that goes on.
Oh, yes.
And then you get a bunch of drunk morning radio dudes, and my God, poor Kayla is like Wonder Woman with the bracelets on and deflecting the bullets. You know, I mean.
Well, and you were kind of my Superman the last 2 years going to boot camp, too, which is hilarious because a lot of times it goes right past me. I'm like, I have no idea this person's hitting on me. And then all of a sudden you feel Chet just brush up against me. He's like, no.
Walk away now. Yeah. Or she would just feel me go by as the guy goes to start humping her leg. You know what I mean? And you just feel me whoosh. It's just she feels my shoulder brush her hair as I go by. And I pick up Bippy from Syracuse and I begin to walk him away because he thinks because he might have offered Kayla a drink and she didn't completely shut him down that homeboy's got a shot.
Sure.
And I'm like, whoosh. And gone.
In my defense, I wasn't humping her leg.
You're not Bippy from Syracuse.
I was trying to get the line in before you went to Bippy, but I didn't get a hand.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and I couldn't see.
Speaking of lines,
I was going to say, no, that was Jessica from Detroit, but I don't want to get anybody in trouble. But for the record, I've never seen Spence, even, and this is a God's honest truth. Spence is not that guy. I'm not that guy either. I'm just friendly guy. I love everybody.
Yeah.
I don't give a rip. I'm calling my wife 17 times a day and all that. And but God, some of these guys, and I imagine, I've got to imagine at that hotel, the hooker business is off the charts.
We, the last year, we ran into a few of the ladies working, and they were very nice. One of them nearly wanted to beat down Mr. Lasso.
Well, Lasso wouldn't shut up. Yeah. Lasso was, Lasso
thought
he was funny.
How did I miss this? Where were...
You were elsewhere.
All right.
Yeah, there were a few.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, we've all realized we should stop talking about this. And then just, well, anyway, I'm jealous and I'm glad that you're going, but I'm jealous that Davey and I don't get to go
because
we have other commitments back home. But everybody's ready, everything?
Yeah, sure. Of course.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show Show.
Did you see me revert to the old ways and try to push the button on the board?
Yep.
It didn't work, did it?
No.
Nope, sure didn't.
Fortunately.
That's really funny. I don't know why I did that either. That's weird. Okay, so here's what you need to know today. David, do we have any of that Backstreet Boys stuff from yesterday ready? Like, could we play sexy BSB lyrics?
Yes.
Or anything later on today?
Yes, we can.
If you missed Nick and Howie D in here yesterday from BSB, we had a blast for an hour, and it went by quick.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
In fact, it might have been an hour plus. But we had a really good time with those guys. Highlighted by, with Tyson Beckford, we did. Shoot, we should have clips of this, too, to play. Tyson Beckford, we did sexy bed assembly.
Yep.
Because he was doing Chippendales, and Tyson Beckford, of course, is going to be sexy bed assembly.
Uh-huh. Bed.
Keyword being bed.
Yeah.
And then Joe Coy, who's got his new Filipino roll, is not new anymore, but he's got his restaurant here in town. So we did sexy Filipino recipes, which, strangely enough, sexy. Oddly enough, we're able to make it sexy. And then yesterday, sexy BSB lyrics, which I was nervous about doing. As it's coming up to the time to do it, I'm thinking, this isn't going to go.
You almost pulled the ripcord, huh?
No. It was happening. I didn't go right away. I was ready to go, and then I took an extra minute just to see if everybody was cool with it. And it worked out great.
And they loved it.
And they were, so easy going, those two.
The other thing you need to know is we have tickets for Lady Gaga's Enigma residency. You heard yesterday. Here was the thing. So the worst kept secret in town was a Lady Gaga residency. Everybody knew that.
Yeah.
We were under this strict non-disclosure agreement. So even while Lady Gaga is putting it on her freaking website and on her freaking Twitter, okay, we're still getting bombarded with emails from all corners of the building. Don't mention Lady Gaga. Don't do it. We sign an agreement and who knows, this and that and the other thing. And it was like, okay, well, all right, fine. We're the last people to announce it, but fine.
Sure, absolutely.
Whatever. But who knew that there were two? Did you know?
No, Spider? I didn't know. I don't know.
Kayla, anything. Did you know?
I had no clue.
Do you know now?
No.
No, I can't say that. I still know.
I didn't read the sheet yet. I'm sorry.
What are they doing now? What are they calling the other one? There's the Enigma residency, which is Gaga as Gaga that we know her.
Okay.
Pop 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 poker face, pop pop poker face. All of that.
All right. All of the
Gaga hits. Then she's doing another thing called Drum and Jazz, or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
There's 27 shows total, but some of them are Gaga as Gaga. The other ones are still Gaga as Gaga, but she's doing show tunes isn't the way to do it. But you know what I mean? Like
the Tony Bennett stuff she did for New Year's Eve kind of style.
Listen to your boy Spence. He's got it nailed.
All right, then.
Interesting.
Yeah, right?
Anyway, that was a good show. I saw that New Year's Eve a few years ago. She and Tony Bennett. And it was cool.
Oh, no, sick.
Totally different.
She's so talented.
Okay, so we've got the Lady Gaga Enigma residency tickets. They did a code word last night on News 3. We will give you the opportunity to call us to win those tickets at 8:20.
Okay.
Unless I forget. Just highly possible.
We won't let you forget,
and then it will
Jet.
Be. And then it will be sometime after 8:20. No, but we're 8:20.
All right.
Okay. I figure that's where we'll be in the least amount of trouble.
Got it.
Yeah.
No, I take that back. 8:10. 8:10.
Okay.
That's what I meant.
8:10.
Yes.
8:10.
Yes.
Confirmed.
Okay. Now that you say it, it sounds very real. All right. 8:10 for Gaga, and I'm just telling you now so that you'll know for later and set an alarm on your phone, and we'll see you in a bit.
Listen. The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show Show on 98.5 KLUC.
In my attempt to make the first pick accessible to all, so that everybody can play and everybody can have the first pick of the prizes, I may have made this super confusing. I don't think I did, but we'll get you set for that in just a second. It's bad enough that folks are already trying to push pumpkin spice out.
Oh,
and I get it.
Is that bad?
It's just not time yet.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's just not time yet. And they've also made it. Once I saw pumpkin spice Cheerios, I went, I'm over this. I went, once I saw pumpkin spice bathroom, you know, pumpkin spice poopery, I went, okay, enough. Enough.
That is the one thing that I do look forward to with the pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice poopery.
The scented candles and stuff like that. I could do without the food, but the scented candles and the potpourri and stuff. Yeah, I like that.
Not potpourri. I don't think you're listening to me. Not potpourri. Poopery.
Pumpkin.
It's different.
It's different. You know what that is, right?
We'll
what is
explain
poopery? What is that, the spray stuff that you put in the toilet? Is that that's
you, so you do know what it is.
She's like, oh, I got to get me some of that.
I kind of want some.
I want to smell like pumpkin pie.
No, listen, when Starbucks was doing pumpkin spice lattes, and that was enough. And that's fine. I'll leave it at that.
Sure.
And then now that it's just proliferated, it's gotten crazy. Anyway, this is worse. Sulfur. Spence, you're our expert on all things British.
Sure.
Selfridges.
Selfridges.
You're not familiar?
No.
Department store in London.
Okay.
Just put up their Christmas stuff.
Yeah.
At least they showed more restraint than they did last year when they put it up at the end of July. They say that they start early because people actually demand it. This is when England starts to get the most visitors from overseas, so they want to buy Christmas stuff because they want to buy British Christmas stuff.
Yeah, I get that.
Even though it's totally out of season. So I'm going to buy that excuse. But Walmart, you and I are going to have an issue. Target, you and I are going to, we're going to fight. If you start putting up Christmas stuff, if we blow past, not only blow past Thanksgiving, but we blow past Halloween, too.
There are several stores that I've been in already that have Christmas stuff up. At home, over on Eastern, Christmas stuff, as soon as you walk in the door, as far as the eye can see.
Is this so you can decorate, like, the outside of your house and what, and that kind of thing?
But they have outside and inside stuff.
I don't know.
Wow,
I still,
that's early.
I mean,
man.
I get it. Mm-hmm. I get where you're going. I don't like it. You like it?
You know what? I used to be like, oh, I'm so against this, but now I'm like, oh, I'm gotta buy it.
You like it?
I like
it. You like it?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
No, not at all.
All right. First pick in just a minute. Davey, have you ever done anything weird because you were so sleep deprived because of the kid?
Yes.
They ask, like what?
We have a K-cup machine. I forget what they called. And
machine.
I went to put the pod in and make a cup of coffee without the coffee cup underneath. So it filled the little tray up.
Oh, no.
I've done that a couple times.
No, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Some folks tried to wash their clothes in the toilet.
Jeez.
Somebody took a shower fully clothed.
Wow.
Somebody texted their boss thinking it was their significant other.
Ooh.
Hey, baby.
Why don't you do that little thing you do?
Oh, goodness.
Oh, God.
What?
You're horny today.
No, I'm not.
It's funny. You're horny today.
Not more than normal.
It's all head. Like I said, you're horny today. You're right. No more than normal. That's funny. But I was worried because I don't have no babies.
No.
Spence ain't got no babies. You ain't got no babies, Kayla.
No babies.
So what did you do when you were infant sleep deprived? Or what did you hear about somebody else doing? And we can also extend that out to Ambien and sleepwalking.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So what did you do when you were essentially asleep? That'll be for the first pick in just a moment.
With the first pick.
First pick.
First pick.
It's the first pick.
First
pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
702-364-9898. You get the first pick of the prizes. Fandango movie code card for a free movie for two. Lowrider Super Show tickets. Las Vegas Lights tickets could all be yours. at 702-364-9890. Well, they couldn't all be yours. You got to choose one. What crazy thing have you done while you were sleep deprived as a parent when you had that, when you had the infant? Davey not once but twice tried to make coffee with no cup.
Oh, good. That went over well.
I've got another really good one that just hit me too.
Yes?
Load of laundry without the soap. So I put the load of laundry in, ran it, and then realized, wait, nothing smells freshy, fresh and clean. Well, I never added soap.
Yeah, you just wash it with water. Other folks tried to wash clothes in the toilet.
Wow.
Somebody reported that they poured baby formula into their coffee. One person said they took a shower fully clothed. They forgot to take their clothes off before they had the shower. One person tried to make a phone call on the TV remote and just could not find the send button. Couldn't figure it out.
Oh, that's scary.
Somebody opened the fridge looking for their shoes. Another person drove straight to work and didn't drop the kids off at school.
Mommy, where are we at?
You know what that was, too? They got them back there with a video and stuff. The kids don't care.
Yeah.
Just, you know, that you reach the end destination. You go to get out of the car, kids are still back there.
Yep.
Zoned out.
Big time.
Don't even care. 702-364-9898. Well, for those who don't have kids, because we want to make it open for everybody, we'll let you give us ambient stories or sleepwalking stories. So basically, what did you do when you were just kind of whacked out of it?
Got it.
This should be fun because the phone lines are already jammed. We'll get you on the radio right after this. With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
So when were you so whacked out because you didn't have any sleep? And Davey, by the way, hey, Davey's on the phone. Just by the looks of these, it appears that they are all people who had kids.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That's
and funny. We know, oh, you know what? Hot Ryan, we haven't talked to her in a while.
Yeah.
Hot Ryan, we haven't talked to you in a minute. And you just, how is your baby?
He's amazing.
Aww.
How old now?
He'll be 2 months on Thursday.
And already you have been so sleep deprived that it whacked you out and you did what?
Well, my sense of direction was always pretty bad, but it's gotten so much worse. The other day I was driving to the grocery store, and as I'm pulling out of my housing development, I legitimately could not remember which way I needed to go. And it's less than 2 miles from my house.
And your brain,
the only place I go.
And your brain just froze.
Oh, yeah. And it's the grocery store is the only place I go. And I still could not remember how to get there.
That's funny.
That's really, really good. Davey, I'm guessing by just looking at the screen.
Yes.
That these are all sleep-deprived parents.
Except number two. Deanna.
Give me the name. Deanna?
Yes.
Because she's a you're a sleep eater.
Yes, I'm a sleep eater.
Really?
What was your most recent conquest?
Oh, let's see. Probably 2 nights ago, the bucket of popcorn from the movie theaters we brought home that I went and walked and took from my child's room and ate almost the whole large popcorn because I had taken my Ambien and went and got it, thought I was hungry, and yeah, ate almost the whole bucket.
How do you know, though? Do you figure it out when you wake up in the morning and your fingers
the
look
food's
like
missing.
Butter fingers? I mean,
there's crumbs all in the bed, and I'm like, where did these come from? Or, like, yeah. But if it's a cake, like if it's like a little cake or something, and cupcakes, and the package is there, and the cupcake is gone, and I'll be like, who ate that cupcake? My husband would be like, you?
I'm always willing to give somebody a first-time pass on Ambien, even though we all know now that it'll whack you out.
It'll make you crazy. Yeah.
And then, Roseanne thing was how that came up. Yeah. She was like, I'm on Ambien. And all that is like, and then she goes, but that stuff makes me crazy. And I'm like, then you need to lock up your phone.
Yeah.
You know, honest to God, if you're in a spot where you could do something that could cost you your livelihood, seriously, where is your phone while you're on Ambien, Deanna?
My husband will take it away after, like, 20 minutes after I have Smart. Taken it, he yep. will take it away
yeah.
and put it away, make me lay down and go to sleep because I will do crazy things.
Live from the entertainment capital of the world, it's the Kayla Report.
Dude, the accusations that Angelina Jolie is throwing at Brad Pitt, I don't even know what to believe anymore. I'll tell you what's happening in just
you
a
know
second.
Her lawyer quit too, right?
I know, and Let's that's discuss. The reason I'm so torn.
Team Brad, girl!
Maybe I'll come over to the dark side. So a source says Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin are abstaining until marriage.
You believe that?
Well, maybe that's why they were crying in the park yesterday.
Yeah, what was that? They were like, he was crying in the park and she was consoling him and then she started yeah, weeping.
Because
then
she told him, this is what we're doing.
Look at no more. We're done with it. And he's like, what am I doing with my life?
So it turns out HGTV is the buyer who outbid Lance Bass for the Brady Bunch house, which makes perfect sense, you know, because their goal is to restore it to the 1970s glory that the Brady Bunch house was.
Wasn't that his goal, too, though?
Yeah, but it makes perfect sense because HGTV, they're going to make a huge special out of it.
So, and why not have Lance host it?
That would make... I said the
oh,
same
my God,
thing.
Maybe they're all in cahoots and we've right? all been sucked in.
But you can see that, and as it's been reported... They only used the outside of the house for the show. The rest of it was done in a studio. Yeah. So that's going to be a lot of work if they're going to make it look like the Brady house looked like on television.
I would love also. Let's just throw this into the mix. Oh, you know, Jonathan Scott was involved.
Right.
Also, he was putting a bit in. Yeah, he was putting a bit in.
Honestly, what I would love to see him do is have Chip and Joanna come back for a one-time-only thing.
Oh, my God. That would make me so happy.
Wouldn't that make you? I would, too.
I would love to see, and I know it'll never happen, but I would love to see, like, the Property Brothers with Chip and Joanna, Lance hosting, maybe bring in Tarek and Christina, and just have a huge collaboration.
No Tarek and Christina, because you don't need the real estate. And you don't need those guys fighting. So it's got to either be Chip and Joanna, or it's got to be Property Brothers. Or it's got to be Flip or Flop. You need none of those. I don't want those things mixing up.
Okay. Well, I kind of like HGTV Civil War.
Or Infinity War, where they all die in the end. That's terrible. That's awful. It sounded better in my head. It sounded a lot better in my head.
You're very dark.
And who am I right now? Oh, I really wish Chip and Joanna would come back. Oh, and by the way, I watched Big Little Lies all day yesterday. Who have I become?
Who are you?
My wife.
So Angelina Jolie alleged in court filings yesterday that Brad Pitt hasn't paid child support for a year and a half, people. Her spokesperson said that the move allows her and Brad to recommit as, quote, devoted co-parents to their children. And obviously, Brad's team insists that he has fulfilled his duties in this whole mess.
Apparently, he's given her millions. In this. Okay?
And she says no.
So you could... No, she just said child support. You know what I mean? So there's a bunch of he said, she said. Here's the part that's amazing to me. Who's that lawyer that she had? Wasserman? Was it Wasserman? Whatever.
I think so.
It's one of those famous... Not the Gloria Allred, but the other one.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
And she's one of the names you know. She quit. Because supposedly, Angie won't listen to reason.
That's the reason the divorce is taking so long. It's been over 2 years
because
now.
She's so mad about something, which I'm guessing he cheated on her. So, you know, or whatever. Sure. Whatever she's mad about. Well, I guess there was allegations, too, of abuse. And
I realize that he does have a financial responsibility for those children. I'm not. But I think Angie will be okay. You know what I mean? I don't think she's going, well, I'm sorry. The little one's not going to be able to play soccer. We can't afford the uniform.
That's the Kayla Report.
Breaking you. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show. Yo, wake up. On 98.5 KLUC.
So good news for people who are generally cranky, actually, which is not you. It's not you. I saddle you with that, but you're not.
I am. You know what I mean? I'm cranky, but yeah.
I love actually how they wrote this, too. I'm gonna put, it's about time somebody gave us pessimists some good news, even though by definition, we really weren't expecting any, is what it said. But here's the thing. Being positive and optimistic, they say now, and this comes out of University College London. Now, here's the thing. You put university and college together, it makes me think that they cancel each other out. So I don't know what kind of joint this is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Sounds like they're trying to be fancy. And then it's University College London, which you go, oh, well, it's London, so it must be good. I don't know. I'm skeptical.
Yeah.
But according to the study, being positive and optimistic can be bad for your health. We've always heard all of our lives.
Yeah.
Positive people, it's good for you,
sure,
right?
Sure, yeah.
They found that being stressed and worried helps people cope better with bad news. So when pessimists, Davey, would be,
right?
When you already... See, what's the latest? Why has a man got his boot on your neck now? What happened to your house yesterday?
We have a broken faucet, a broken disposal, and a leak under the sink.
So Davey gets another thing of bad news?
Yep.
Who cares? It's just another day.
Mm-hmm.
Where for people who are positive and have a good mental outlook, we go, ugh, and it's crushing.
I don't expect anything positive. Now, see, we've had this discussion before. I'm not a pessimist. I'm a realist. Now, some people say a realist is just you're trying to be a positive about you being a pessimist.
Yeah, don't want to be a pessimist.
Well, that would make me an optimist, wouldn't it? Here's the point. It's not whether or not the glass is half full or half empty. It's shut up and drink what's in the glass. That's how I feel about it.
Pessimist. Total pessimist. I'm a realist. I'm a realist. No, you know what that makes you? That makes you pretentious. And what else? Bougie. I'm a realist.
And I'm going to live longer.
Yeah, apparently to University College London, which I don't know.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Let's go.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I'm trying to think of what the male equivalent is to this, and I can't come up with it. Maybe, Davey, maybe you and Spence, maybe you guys can help me come up with this.
Okay.
You're looking at unfollow. How long have you been friends with this girl,
Katie? Oh, 20 years.
Oh, forever then.
But I haven't talked to her.
Like junior high?
Oh, yeah. Elementary, probably late elementary schools when we became friends. But I haven't talked to her in over 12 years. Like, she was just a high school friend back in the day that I haven't seen in. We just follow each other on Instagram.
But you're worried, you think you need to unfollow her.
Yeah. So she just posts nothing but selfies all the time, which is perfectly fine. But she posts those like, I'm wearing the biggest push-up bra I can find, so my boobs are in my neck selfies. and like, I feel like I'm not.
Yo, which one of us is going to get to it first?
No.
I'm not sure I understand. Could you show me?
And like the dimly lit, like colored lighting where everything is pink around her and stuff like that.
It.
I'm like, and it's the same photo every time. I go, I genuinely want to follow you to find out what's going on in your life, but it's the exact same thing every time, and it just reeks of like I don't want to see your
thirst.
Boobs in your neck anymore. Like,
it's thirst.
Yeah.
And you don't get to find out about her life.
Yeah, it's really not.
That's
feel like it's
it
a
is.
Pointless follow.
It's never, hey, it's the weekend, I'm going to the beach. It's never.
Exactly.
It's never any of that. It's just selfie.
Got a job, promotion, whatever it is. It's literally selfie, boobs in my neck. Yeah, and then like the pursed lips, like I'm trying to do the Kardashian.
No, we get the idea. Yeah. We get the idea of what that is.
So I feel like it was following. I want to unfollow her. But with my luck, I'm going to run into this chick and she's like, why did you unfollow me? I guarantee you because she's that person.
And then you can't just tell her?
Yeah, you can't go because I'm tired of looking at your boobs.
All you put up is selfies?
Would you guys? I couldn't say that to someone. Would you?
I've done it.
Have
why'd
you really?
Why'd you unfollow me? Politics? You can't help yourself? Well, I've heard you say that there are people, because I've also tweeted this out, where, that certain people, like on Twitter, if you like posts, then they show up. Like if Spence likes something, it shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not Spence because I already muted him.
Yeah.
But because he wants to argue politics, on Twitter, and I'm just not down. I love Spence. I don't need Twitter to find out what's going on in his life. I don't need to.
No. I send you texts every day, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. This is the thing.
Yeah.
And we've talked about it. And it's like, hey, just so when this comes up, just so you know, this is why. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
It's no big deal.
I just can't tell someone because I feel like you're doing the selfie for their, like that is that that's basically
okay, so
telling
right.
her like, I don't, you don't look pretty. And I feel like she's going to take it that way. Like, you don't look pretty in those posts, so I'm not following you anymore. Like,
But that's
man.
Your personality, isn't it? I mean.
Just passive, way, like I couldn't do it.
You're way overthinking it.
Yeah.
You are more concerned. It bothers you and you're more concerned about. It bothering someone else, so you just go, okay, I'll just deal with it.
And you haven't talked to her since high school?
Oh God, yeah.
You haven't talked to her since high school?
Yeah.
Is it possible that if they that she would go, Kayla who?
No.
I'm just saying.
Of course not. No, Chet. No, absolutely
not. Do you know who I am? No.
I was captain of the cheer team,
Don't you know who I am?
I was senior class president.
Yes. Vegas, Venice Vikings.
Is it possible that she would go, there's a reason I haven't talked to her in 12 years?
I mean, maybe.
Like, do you think she's really going to care if you unfollow her?
She is that type of person, man. Well, at least she used to be. I don't know how she is now, but.
Type of person how? Like, she'll be mad or she'll be upset?
She'll call you out on it.
Who cares?
And then I would.
You tell her, all it is soft light selfies. Those pictures aren't for me.
Exactly.
Those pictures are for Spence.
Yep.
She'll go, who's Spence? She'll go, trust me, he's following you.
Here's the thing. I've worked here a long time. We had a nighttime DJ by the name of Danny Cruz. I haven't talked to Danny Cruz in years, and Danny Cruz doesn't care about me any more than I care about him. So I would have just unfollow, especially if he was showing me his boobs.
This is the greatest reference of all time, Danny.
for you, anyway. But you know what I mean. Okay. That's the point.
Here's how long ago Danny Cruz is. Danny Cruz was gone before I got here.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even know the name.
So even though you really desperately want to unfollow her, you're not gonna.
I don't think I can. I can't pull the.
Well, then that's on you. I guess. Wouldn't you unfollow?
Yeah.
I don't care about that.
Especially somebody that has no significance to my life whatsoever.
Is she following you?
Yeah. Because she'll like my posts every once in a while, so I know she follows me. I just could.
Well, you're going to lose the likes. You better just suck it up, Dan.
Hey, this is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
The last Spence's Challenge of the Week. I just thought of that.
That's right.
Because
Spence and Kayla are gone. Tomorrow and Friday, they're going to Morning Show Boot Camp. We affectionately have called it DJ school for years. Davey's got, you got gigs? Is that why you're not going?
Yeah, I got gigs Friday and Saturday.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You got gigs?
I got Aces games Thursday and Saturday. And I was so, here's the funny thing. I agreed to be, to host a panel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm on all the marketing and stuff. My big fat head is on all the marketing. Hey, Morning Show Boot Camp. Yeah, Chad's going to be there. Like, that's a selling point. I biffed it. I thought Morning Show Boot Camp was last weekend. Oh, it's not?
No.
Okay. So then I had to go back around and go, sorry, I can't do it. But Spence, you're going to be on it. You're going to be on, what panel are you on?
I don't know.
Come on, dude.
I really don't know the name of the panel. I don't know what the topic is. I don't know what it is.
Great. If you'll represent us well. I'm excited. That's fantastic.
I want to be the first. Name drop you the whole time.
I want to be the first first person on a panel to not say a word. I want to sit there the whole time and just nod. And I want to see if I can do it.
And when somebody hands you a mic, because here's how it works. They'll put somebody will moderate. And then there'll be like five people up there.
Yeah.
And they'll have a couple of microphones. So they pass them back and forth. You got to sit right in the middle and just make a show of it that you're passing the mic.
Yeah. I just keep passing
you
it.
You still want to be.
Oh my God. That'll be kinda so like when funny.
I was down at the Galleria for an ice cream eating contest and I took two quick bites and then I put my feet up and I just enjoyed the ice cream.
And now, Kayla, your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to coerce as many people as possible to go up to the crowd mics and specifically ask Spence a question.
Yeah. Oh, I love that challenge.
This question is directed towards Spence.
Because you know I'm going to record the whole thing. This is going to be great.
Uh-huh.
Awesome.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but I'm bummed. I'm bummed.
Well,
yeah.
Nobody loves this more than me. I know, because you're the biggest radio geek of all of us, but you did do your part, and we appreciate it. He handed us both four, count them, four Southwest drink tickets.
Nice.
Work, Chet Buchanan.
Right.
Doing God's work.
Do what I can to make it a positive experience for everyone.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Good feeling story of the day. It's crazy. This happened a while ago, but it's just now making headlines. So there's a woman from Portland, Oregon. Her name is Tammy Griffin. She has cystic fibrosis. Back in 2016. She needed a heart and lung transplant. She was going to die.
Oh,
goodness.
It's a good feeling story of the day. Don't lose hope.
Yeah, right.
She'd been on a waiting list for over 2 years, but she was in her 50s. And because of her age and her condition, she wasn't exactly the ideal candidate to get a new heart. So the doctors had to get creative. Now, Tammy's heart was perfectly healthy. but it had shifted in her chest. And for whatever reason, that led to having her needing to have both her heart and lungs replaced. So the doctors did something that they rarely do. It was called a domino transplant. David, do you think this is Linda first?
I
thought this was Tammy first.
Yeah, I know. I was confused too.
I'm gonna say this is. I think this is Tammy, and this is how this works.
Okay.
My heart's still good. Why can't I just donate it? They took my donor's organs, put it in me, and then took mine right out and put it into her.
Okay, so they did a domino transplant. One person gets a new heart and lungs from somebody who just died.
Okay.
And their heart, still healthy, but you got to, but because it had shifted, they needed a new one. She was able to just, hers goes to somebody else.
Wow.
So Tammy's like in the middle. She gets the new heart from the person who had died. Tammy's heart goes to Linda. Linda lives in Northern California. Surgery went great. Again, this was February of 2016. Wow. We're just hearing about this now. Linda speaks.
I think it was kind of a miracle.
You think?
Yeah. To say the least,
you
yeah.
Suppose, Linda.
It was only these unique circumstances of these three people's lives that all sort of converge. All at Stanford Hospital, all the same blood type.
And then there's more from Tim.
It's exciting because I'm still alive and I get to know that my heart's out there still.
Unreal.
Wow.
And Linda and Tammy got to meet about 6 weeks after the operation. And they're still really great friends. And how crazy is this? They still get together. In fact, they were just in, this story came out because they both just participated in the transplant games in Salt Lake City. Okay?
Okay.
And that's how, that it ended last night. That's how it made the news. And that's how we know about this now. So when they get together, you know I giggle like this because I'm freaked out. When they get together, as you can imagine, Tammy can listen to her heart beating in somebody else's chest.
That's Whoa. Crazy.
Oh, my God.
Science fiction movie.
I will just say it one more time. What? God, that's your good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Spencer's Challenge, my name's Spence, and it's a challenge, that's how we came up with the cool name Spencer's Challenge, yeah.
All right, David, the show killer, who is our contestant today?
P1D1, Jamie Zobie from Sohi.
Oh, well, uh-huh. See, wait until that jackpot gets up there and then come swoop and take the cash. I see how it works.
I try so often. I even told Davey I studied in everything.
Oh, good. Yeah.
I've got my notes in front of me.
Excellent. And that's the way to do it.
Yep.
That is the way to do it. Oh, boy. I literally, look at my arms. I got goose flesh. I got the goosebumps. Five questions, 30 seconds. Pop culture, ripped from the headlines. We do not say pass in this show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
And let me ask you one more question. You going to be Cootering today?
Not today.
Not today. Not today. Not you. Why would you? There's too much money on the line. Okay. And you studied.
I studied.
And you studied.
And I have my notes.
30 seconds on the clock. Oh, I feel it. Today could be special. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
Time will start. Song will start. Time will start. Stop doing that. I have insert pressed. We have a new operating system. In case you're just listening, I have no idea what I'm doing on occasion. Yeah, I think we're good.
Okay.
30 seconds on the 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. Are you ready? Because I think I'm ready.
I'm ready, yeah.
Okay, I think I'm ready. All right. A British man racked up $45,000 in tickets in just 3 hours in a rental car. What make was that rental car?
Lamborghini.
Who really bought the Brady Bunch house?
HGTV.
The Canterbury Cathedral had a super rare item returned after it was taken 5 years ago. What item?
A crown.
NHL icon Stan Mikita died yesterday at 78. He played 22 years with what team?
The Blackhawks.
Legendary actress Kathleen Turner said she didn't feel very welcomed when she made guest appearances on what classic TV show?
Friends.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge. Yeah.
What am I gonna need? One?
Oh,
it's Jamie Zobie. Cool.
Yeah, cool.
I've seen her in a long time.
You, sir, will need to go 5 for 5 to keep the money safe.
You will need
to get all 5. How do you feel about that, Jamie Zobie?
Now I have the goosies.
I said I had goosebumps because she was talking about how she's tried for so long and she studied so hard and she's got her notes in front of her. And I went, today could be special. You will need all 5.
All right.
She got 4. You need 5 to keep the money safe. Same 5 questions, same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go.
Okay.
A British man racked up $45,000 in tickets in just 3 hours as he nods his head in triumph. What make of rental car?
Lambo.
Who really bought the Brady Bunch house?
HGTV.
The Canterbury Cathedral had a super rare item returned after it was taken 500 years ago. What item?
Throne.
NHL icon Stan Mikita died yesterday at age 78. He played 22 years with what team?
Blackhawks.
Legendary actress Kathleen Turner said she didn't feel very welcomed when she made guest appearances on what classic TV show?
Friends.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge. Yeah.
I'm just going to do this. Well, let's go through this really quick.
Okay.
As we ordinarily would do. Spence needed to go 5 for 5. British man racked up $45,000 in tickets in just 3 hours. In what make of rental car? Jamie Zobie said.
Lamborghini.
Spence said.
A Lambo.
Yes. Right. 1 to 1. Who really bought the Brady Bunch house? Jamie said.
HGTV.
Spence said.
HGTV.
Uh-huh.
Booyah.
NHL, I'm skipping number 3. Because it's the only one that they have different answers on.
Yeah.
Yep.
NHL icon Stan Mikita died yesterday at age 78. He played 22 years of what team? Jamie?
The Blackhawks.
Spence?
The Blackhawks.
Booyah.
Legendary actress Kathleen Turner said she didn't feel very welcomed when she made guest appearances on what classic TV show? Jamie said?
Friends.
Spence said?
Friends.
What? Now, all possibilities are open, right?
Yeah.
All possibilities are open. If Spence gets it right, she gets nothing.
Right.
And they have to, okay. The Canterbury Cathedral had a super rare item returned after it was taken 500 years ago. What item? Jamie said?
A crown.
Spence said?
A throne.
Okay. Here's the deal. Spence looks sick to his stomach.
I don't know.
If Spence gets it right, she gets nothing. If Jamie gets it right, she gets, she gets, what,
$1,823.
Yeah, if Jamie gets it right, $1,823. Spence gets it right, she gets nothing. If they both got it wrong, she ties and she gets $823.
Yes.
Yep.
You're Jimmy. That was $1,000 sigh right there.
Like, I want some money.
The answer is Bible. She didn't get the whole thing, but she got $823.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
If you get the opportunity, go to radio.com, search Chet Buchanan. Just for all that, we had a blast with Howie D and Nick yesterday. Sexy BSB lyrics.
Is so funny.
Because really then they got into it. You know, like at first they were like, okay, and they kind of eased their way in. Then they decided to team up. They did their own songs. You know, in Sexy BSB, you know, am I original? Yeah. You know what I mean? If you're going to do it, so you do your sexy interpretation. Then when Howie and Nick decided to team up on it, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Also, they play Kayla's show, but SmackDown. We did Who in the BSB the same way that we do Who in the Room. Learned a lot about the guys.
Yeah.
You get the idea, too. I like AJ. And AJ is different. And it's part of what I like about AJ. Is he's,
sure.
He's kind of a different cat. You can tell. I forget what the question was, but AJ's name came up, and they both kind of looked at each other like, yeah, he different.
They're like, okay. Just his own person?
Yeah, he's his own.
Uh-huh.
So make sure you go check that out at radio.com. Search Chet Buchanan. It's pretty awesome. Do you want to read the email? Because I think she was kind of, honestly, I think, what's her name, Heather?
Yeah.
I think she was really kind of reaching towards you, Kayla, if you would like. This sounds like it's a P1 score about to happen, so please go ahead.
So my boyfriend, Grant, and I have been together for about 6 months, living together since June, and he is awesome. He does the sweetest things for me, like sending roses for no reason and surprising me with dinner when I get home from work. And he actually planned this amazing cruise to the Bahamas for us. It's going to be our first big trip together as a couple, but he has to find someone to take care of our German Shepherd, Bones, while we're gone. He said Bones for like 4 years, which is kind of where my issue starts. He actually asked his ex-girlfriend to watch her while we're on our trip.
Awesome.
And then she
How long have they been together? Does it say? They've been together six months.
They dated for about 3 years, and two of them lived together.
Heather and her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Have been together about 6 months, and they've been living together for two. Got it.
Yeah.
The dog is 4 years old.
Yeah.
Or he's had the dog for four. So now, what were you to continue now?
Well, he actually asked his ex-girlfriend to watch her while we're on our trip, and then she says some curse words in here. She's not happy about it.
Like WT. I was just listening. Now I decided to read along.
Yeah.
Capitalized. Like, comma, what the F?
He wants her to come stay at our house, all exclamation mark.
I would imagine,
all caps,
yes.
To watch our dog,
well read,
all caps.
Well interpreted. That's exactly what I hear in my head.
And then she says they dated for like 3 years, two of which they lived together.
You say they dated or did it? Both.
Both. Of course.
Sorry.
And according to Heather, I'm not a jealous person, but I don't trust her. I don't know if she still loves him. I don't want her going through my stuff, hoping to find dirt on me to get him back. He says it's because she's familiar with Bones' routine. Listen to this. He says it's because she's familiar with Bones' routine, so it will just be easier that way. And then some more expletives.
No, I say F no.
Mm-hmm. Why are you still in contact with your ex? Red flag right there, exclamation marks.
Which, if I may interject, I would believe this is the first knowledge that she has that he has been in contact with his ex.
Mm.
And second?
That's not her dog. Bones is my baby now, and she doesn't get to come in and confuse her anymore.
Wow. Oh, yeah. But I'm easy on this one.
Are you really?
No, I'm trying to figure out. Well, all I'm trying to figure out is I wonder what the span is. So it sounds like if I'm doing the math and the math all matches up, the math may not necessarily match up. But it sounds like there was a six month space between Heather and the ex.
Okay.
Right? Sounds like there was 6 months. Not that that makes a difference to me at all.
Yeah.
I don't want her in my house. I don't care for what reason. I don't want her in my house at all. 702-364-9898, P1 score. Spence, thoughts?
Yeah, it's more her dog than the new girl's dog. She was with the dog for like 2.5, 3.5 years.
So what are you saying? No, so what are you saying?
So she has every right to watch the dog, see the dog, love on the dog.
In your house?
Well, that might be where it gets a little slippery, but otherwise, that dog is more attached to that woman than this new woman.
What if the ex said, I understand your issue with this. I'm a reasonable person. I was going to take that. Let's just take this in a completely bad direction. I'm not going to. I'm a reasonable person. I understand your issue.
Yes.
I'll watch the dog at my house. Then you're okay with that?
Yeah, definitely. the dog should feel comfortable. And obviously the dog knows her way better than the new chick.
See, well, I feel like comfort comes from a different area, though. I feel like the dog has to stay at the house. So, and if you only trust one person to watch your dog when you're not there, it happens to be your ex, it kind of has to stay there.
I don't know. We used to board Jake and BJ. We didn't have people stay at our house.
Yeah, if that's the case. Yeah. Why would you board a dog then ever?
And we used to board them, and they were fine. Honestly, they came out of it okay. You know, you'd think that they'd just be traumatized and, you know,
start listening to emo music and
they come home. They come home. They just go, you know, mope and everything. No, they were fine.
Become antisocial. You know, start just hanging out in
really
their bedroom.
Really heavy eyeliner. Yeah.
Kayla, I want you to think, because I know you need a second to think. Uh-huh. I want you to make a decision.
Okay.
Whether you're okay with this and how you would handle this. I need you to make a ruling. Davey, hold on to yours for a second.
You got it.
Everybody else jump in. 702-364-9898. Can you have your ex staying at your house watching the dog that she had for at least 2 years? For at least 2 years, and she was around the dog for three. Oh, my God. Spence is all about it.
Sure.
And probably even more about it if you take the dog to your own house.
Oh, yeah,
if
definitely.
The ex takes the dog to her own house.
Definitely.
I do not want the ex around my dog, around my stuff. I don't even want you in my neighborhood. I wish you didn't. I wish we didn't even live in the same state. Yeah. No, I don't.
Yeah.
Get out.
Move to Canada.
Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Yeah, man. And coming up in about 10 minutes, they gave a code word last night on News 3 at 11. So that you can get winning before you can buy them tickets to see Lady Gaga in her Las Vegas residency. We will ask for that code word right about 8:10.
Awesome.
As close as we can get to that.
All right.
First, we gotta handle some business here. It's a P1's court. It's a P1's court. It's a P1's court. Oh, my God. The short version is, Heather and her boyfriend are going on vacation. They've been together about 6 months. They've been living together since June. They have a dog together, Bones. However, Heather's boyfriend has asked his ex. They lived together for 2 years, so therefore the dog was hers for 2 years. Has asked her to house sit and watch the dog. Heather's losing her mind. And for me, totally justified. This is insane. I don't want you in my house. I don't. And you know what? And the first call I'm going to go to is Rebecca, because Rebecca, who is a right-thinking American, agrees with me.
Yes, not in the house. But the ex should watch the dog, because that's what's best for the dog. And she should be happy her boyfriend had a mature breakup where he can still call his ex and say, hey, can you do what's best for our dog?
So more accurately, Rebecca agrees with Spence.
I agree with Spence.
You're my favorite, Rebecca. Love you.
You're the best, Rebecca.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Rebecca. There's just
oh, that's a really good. Point.
Yeah, you're a solid 8.5 out of 10. I'm just kidding. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. I don't know.
I didn't think about the point though that he left on such good terms that's a really good sign of a good human being. So. I actually really like that he left on really good terms with his ex, to where he can trust her still.
Or he thinks he can trust her.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand Heather's insecurity. I totally do. Because this is, well, they parted on good terms. Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe they just can't live together, but I bet the sex.
Will she be sleeping in our bed?
I don't want her in my house. I just don't. Do you want her in the house? I forget. You said no, take her to...
I think it's a better option to take the dog elsewhere. Staying in the house is a bit creepy, but checking on the dog while she is at the house, you know, coming into the house and checking on the dog. The house sit part, no. I can't go with that. But coming over and checking on the dog, yeah, taking the dog out.
Coming over and checking in the morning and checking at night.
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
Oh, man, though. But you do have to be a big person. Heather has to be mature. Davey, what do you think? We didn't ask you.
So what Spence is saying about the ex taking the dog to her house, what if it's an issue when they get back that now the ex realize that she really has this awesome bond with the dog.
I should have gone to you last because
and doesn't want to give the dog up, and then it becomes a big issue.
Because here's the punchline. Because here's the punchline, and I should have gone to Davey last. Because no, you'd want a written agreement.
Exactly.
You'd want a 15-page written agreement about how you're getting that dog back
on this date at this time.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Probably. Oh, that's interesting.
Alicia, what do you do?
Hi. How are you guys doing?
We're great. Hi. Alicia, what do you do?
What do I do? So I actually have a German Shepherd myself, and we bought the German Shepherd in my last relationship. And I understand German Shepherds are very territorial. They're not easy dogs to work with, and new people coming in, it's just very difficult. And whenever I go on vacation, I always board my dog. And, I mean, I understand that the ex has a relationship with the dog and the dog's comfortable with the ex. And I understand that. My problem is that he should have effectively communicated with Heather before he made the decision to ask her to come to help. All That's right. my problem
yeah,
with
she
it.
Says board the dog.
What if the ex teaches the German Shepherd the phrase, sick Heather? that'd be fun.
Yeah. Maybe. Or if Heather has something she says all the time.
Yes.
Whoopie woo. Dog goes crazy. God. Grant, what's his name? Grant?
Grant.
Grant. Whenever she says that, Grant, the dog goes crazy. Jesse, what do you do?
Hell no.
Right? Hell no. I hear you.
I don't care whose house it is. It's the ex. And then like the previous caller said, he didn't even ask her before. He already asked the ex. It's like, if you have such good communication, what else is going to happen the first time that you have an argument with your girlfriend now? You're going to go to back to your ex.
Yeah,
and
why?
Say, oh, my dog likes you.
That's a funny thing, too, Jesse, because the first part of that email is what a great guy he is. He does all these amazing things. And then it appears that he had this amazing mature breakup with this other girl.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, my ass.
Why did you? I'm sorry, was that my ass?
Sorry. How do you really feel?
I wanted to clarify. You seem like you're on the fence about this. You seem.
Take a side already.
$25 to board your dog. You know, like go to Puppy Love in Decatur and McSpring Mountain and pay $25 a day, and your dog will be nice and groomed and safe and walked and loved and no having to deal with the ex.
For how much? For how much a day? That's cheap. That's good.
$25.
or get somebody else. Get the
name. But it's like. It's mind-boggling to think that my husband's ex would be in my house, and I would be thinking the same. Is she going through my things? Is she sitting in my bed? Hell no.
She's totally going through your underwear.
Oh,
she
yeah.
Totally, she totally.
Oh, so.
Oh, she totally looks to see.
Oh, yeah, she will. She'll probably try on my perfume, and she'll probably try on my shoes. Hell no.
Well, that's stalker creepy pretty much right there.
I dig you, Jesse.
Like,
you're
no.
dark. Yeah. I like this.
Not all girl exes are crazy like that, though.
You do it.
I would not if you had do it.
If you had the couillons to go to house sit in for the ex, if you got past that threshold, you'd snoop.
No, yeah, what if Buddy's ex was a Hawaiian Tropic model? And you're like, okay, I'm in their house. Oh, look at this. What is this?
Hawaiian Tropic.
I'd buy a whole new wardrobe.
Final ruling. Do you stick by your ruling?
Yeah,
final
I stick ruling. By it. He's mature. The dog loves the ex. Let the dog stay comfortable with the ex.
The ex watches the dog, but at whose house?
No house sitting.
But the dog stays at the house and she comes in and checks on the dog.
Feeds the dog, walks the dog, takes the dog out.
Kayla.
Someone else comes and takes care of the dog, but dog stays home.
Davey.
Yeah, no ex involved on this one.
Yeah.
Yep.
GTFOH. X.
Yes.
Get that.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Well, it's pretty simple. Would you like to go see Lady Gaga, win tickets before you can buy them? Huh? Would you? Huh? Huh?
Sure.
Then hopefully you were watching News 3 last night, 11 o'clock. They gave you a code word that you were supposed to then listen this morning and give to us. Now would be the time for you to give us that code word. 702-364-9898. First one with that code word gets win them before you can buy them tickets to see Lady Gaga and what we believe to be the very first ones.
Awesome.
All right.
Wake up. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Davey, One of these is going to make this work. So, David, the show killer, who's on the phone, please?
Hillary Goshen from Providence.
Hey, Hillary. So, you were watching News 3 last night, yes?
Actually, no. I had a show on, and I had it on pause for too long, and the DVR went to live TV, and that was on right at the split second I needed the code.
Cool. What a coincidence.
Awesome.
No, that's horrible. Oh, no, that's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It jumped to the code word.
Oh, no, I was thinking you got screwed out of it. I was like,
No, it hopped on. It said, do you want tickets to Lady Gaga? And the code came up, and so I listened this morning, and I got in.
And what's the code word?
Ben.
No, that's the wrong one.
Oh.
No, that's the right one. No, it's the right one. No, it's the right one. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's wild. It's just meant to be.
And my boyfriend's name is Spencer.
Oh. Wow.
He's in a pod.
Look.
I know.
He's in a pod. Are we twins? That's awesome.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
All right, David, the show killer. Who's contestant number one?
Lisa Kortenbach.
Sorry. Say that again. What was that?
Lisa Kortenbach.
I'm trying to turn the music down a little. Hey, Lisa, what's your buzzer going to be?
Ew.
Okay, contestant number two, Davey.
Eric Cromer.
Eric, what are you working with today?
Whoop, whoop.
Excellent. Question number one, Kayla.
Who is accusing her estranged husband of not paying child support for the last year and a half? Kendra Wilkinson, Angelina Jolie, or Jenna Dewan?
Ew.
Lisa.
The first one.
The first one. Was it Kendra Wilkinson? No, ma'am.
Eric, aww, is it Angelina Jolie or Jenna Dewan?
Jenna Dewan.
Is it Jenna Dewan?
No.
Angelina Jolie is saying that Brad Pitt's not doing it. But his camp's going, I've given you millions.
Yeah.
And Angelina Jolie's lawyer has quit because she's too crazy about trying to hurt Brad. So I'm team Brad on this. Are you?
I've kind of come over to Team Brad.
I'm Team Brad. Spence? Yeah.
Team kids all the way, man.
Oh, stop it.
Team Brad. Team Brad.
Thank you. Question
was
number
two. Was never an Angie fan.
Oh, yeah. So who outbid Lance Bass to win the Brady Bunch house? Fox, Universal Studios, or HGTV?
Ow.
Lisa?
Universal?
Is it Universal? No. Are you just doing Abacab right now so you'll do the third one next time? Is that what you're the first one, then the second one. Is that what you're doing?
Kind of.
Eric, was it Fox or HGTV?
HGTV.
HGTV. Hey! Eric, got one. Hey. He got one. Let's just do this. It's one zip, Eric, as we head to the all-important third and final question. We'll just make it worth two big game-winning points.
Which Kardashian sister just split things off with her boyfriend of 2 years? Khloe, Kylie, or Kourtney?
Ew.
Look at Lisa swooping in to try and take the victory.
Khloe.
Is it Khloe?
No.
No.
Eric, is it Kylie? He already wins anyway. But, Eric, is it Kylie or Kourtney?
He does already win.
Yeah.
Kylie.
I just wanted to hear what you'd say. And, no.
And
it should have been Khloe.
Well, it really was Kourtney. And here's what's crazy. Had you gone
they
with...
They date so many boyfriends all the same time and break up all the same time.
Well, you know, they're on the same
you know
cycle.
What? As,
so.
as true as that may be, Lisa, had you stuck with your original strategy and gone for the third one that time, you would have won.
No.
You didn't do
it.
All right, buddy, we got to let you go. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Eric, we've got a couple of good-looking, tight-fitting Jeff Buchanan Show shirts for you and the knowledge that you are today's champion of...
The greatest person in the world.
David, would you like to go first today?
Yeah. So yesterday we had a small water leak under our sink, and our water faucet is broken, and now the disposal's broken. So I'm like, all right, let's head over to the store, and I'm at least going to purchase the stuff before I call the plumber to make it easier on him. So I go over to Lowe's, and I don't know what to do or what to get, because I'm not that guy.
Because you don't work at sinks. Nope.
I found the plumbing aisle, and that was about it. And Joe comes over there, over to me, and goes, "Hey, can I help you?" And I'm like, "Yeah, really nice guy." And I'm like, I told him what we needed, and I, you know, I didn't even know where to start. And he helped me get exactly what I need, in and out, a couple minutes, and, well, it's an hour and a half because I had the kids with me.
Of course.
That was fun.
Yeah, a couple minutes. Yo, nope. Hour and a half.
Dad, but, getting this bottle of Drano.
Yeah. Thanks, Joe, for all your help at the Lowe's on Nellis yesterday. You is?
The greatest person.
The greatest person in the world.
In the world.
Go this way, Kayla.
So after a night of drinking, a couple of guys went for some drunk munchies in Boston, England, and they noticed one of the bike racks outside the place that they were getting their drunk munchies was, it had been backed into and hadn't been put back up yet. Turns out the 23 and 24-year-olds, that they're avid bikers, and there was a ticket submitted a couple of weeks earlier to get the bike rack fixed, and nothing had been done yet. So as they were bending back this rack, the two of them, a couple other guys, started joining in. Next thing you know, five guys in there pushing, pulling for 13 straight minutes to get the bike rack back up to its original spot. And the footage from outside, the security footage, is amazing. So to those five good Samaritans in Boston, England, you is
the greatest person in the world.
Mr. Spence.
Last year's Oscars clocked in at over 4 hours, man.
Lengthy.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a lot of talking and so on and so forth. So the new president of the Academy Awards is making some smart decisions. You're going to like some of this. First of all, 3 hours. Done.
Yeah.
That's it. Show's 3 hours. And they're adding a new category, Achievement in Popular Film. So like the MTV Movie Awards, that's pretty much what it is. So a big blockbuster movie that doesn't get any critical acclaim can actually win an Oscar for being successful.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's kind of cool, right?
Smart. Yeah.
Smart.
I think so. It's because, no, you know, all those little movies, nobody wants to watch that stuff. It's boring. So people at the Oscars, you is.
The greatest person in the world.
I didn't see this till just now. This story may be old, but it reportedly, Richard Gere is going to be a dad.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what?
Whoa. Richard Gere, 68 years old.
Wow.
It's reportedly going to be his second child. He's got an 18-year-old son with his ex. Now, it's not been confirmed with Richard Gere's reps and whatnot, but the story's out there quite a bit. I saw it in a couple of places, so hey, man, if you're still able to, get her done there, Rich. Dang near 70. I don't think there's any question that Richard Gere just might be
the greatest person.
The greatest person in the world.
In the world. Listen more and win more. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
All right, David, the show killer, who you got?
P1, Wayne the Flagger from the East Side.
Super P1. The latest Las Vegas Aces super fan. You know.
Yeah. Aces. That's no proper respect.
Huh? That's right. Aces are coming home tomorrow. Are you going tomorrow night?
Yes, I am. I'll be bringing my dad.
My man. Cool. Do I get to meet your dad?
Yeah. I hope so.
I would love that. No, I would really love that, so I can tell your dad what a great son he raised.
I'm not kidding.
That's so sweet.
All right, so Super P1 D1 Jamie Tovey took us for the cash today. Down goes Spence. Down goes Spence. You know what? There's part of this that I think might have been slightly coordinated just so that Spence could free his mind for morning show boot camp this weekend.
I don't want any worries coming back on Monday. I just want to drink and learn.
Absolutely.
I wish we'd have started this earlier, because that could have been the final exam.
Yeah.
What is the purpose? Drink and learn, which is really true. But how much money did Zovi take us for?
$823.
I'm joking. It's all just jokes.
We've known it. She's a super P1 too.
Love you.
She is family.
Right?
Yeah.
Family. So yes, 823 for her. Lowrider Super Show tickets for you. And
buddy.
And I'll see you tomorrow night, buddy.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll be there.
Word. All right. Hang on 1 second. That's it. You guys have a safe trip.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. We'll miss you.
Come back to me. Go to that one. I saw Friday. There's a panel about building chemistry in a morning show.
Oh, okay.
Go to that one.
Okay.
I saw that. I go, I got to work that in. And just watch the looks on your face. Like, What do you mean?
How do you respond to that?
That's the panel you ought to be on.
Yeah.
Tell them how it works.
Yep.
Just be honest. Be nice to each other. But honest to God, I'm glad you're going. I'm sad Davey and I are not.
Yes, yeah, we're sad you're not going. It's kind of fun to have a group little field trip.
It is.
Yeah. Well, Davey and I will get some premium bonding time in over the next couple of days.
Oh,
yeah.
Lucky you.
And then you guys will come back refreshed and full of knowledge, full of something.
Mm-hmm.
And all right.
All right.
We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Later.
See you tomorrow, P1.
Come on. Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5.
Yeah. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.